Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nazir Daf Tes. We are holding at the top of Daf Tes Amud Aleph, the beginning of the second perek of Maseches Nazir. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Leila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha LeHasholem, and it's also sponsored for Refuah Shleima to our dear friend Shmaryahu Ben Rezel Shoshana Miriam Yishlev Refuah Shleima B'soch Shar Chole Yisrael. So what we're going to discuss today is the following. The entire parak is going to talk about Lishonos of Kabbalas Nazirus that don't really sound like Kabbalas Nazirus at all. And our Mishnah is going to specifically talk about a person who's Mekabel. He says, Areni Nazir from Te'ena and from Tevela. But those aren't dinim of Nazirus. We're going to talk about tomorrow. A person says, Areni Nazir Minab Basar. There's no Isra of Basar for a Nazir. So how do we interpret what a person means when he says something like that? That I'm a Nazir from dried figs. There is no din of Nazirus relating to dried figs. So the Gemara, that's the topic of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to have two versions of Machlokas Beishame Beisilel on that topic. Then the Gemara is going to have two explanations of the Machlokas Beisham Beisilel in our Mishnah about a person who is says Hareini Nazir Min Agrogros Umin Advela, meaning what is the Svara of each side of the Beishamai and the Beisilel, at least according to the first version, what is the Svara of each side? So we're going to have two possibilities of what the Svara is for each side. And then on Amud Beis, we're going to have two versions of Shitas Rabbi Nassan on this matter, and Rabbi Nassan may hold like neither of the versions of the Machlokas Beishame Beisilel. So a lot of Machlokas about Machlokas over here, so that's where it could get confusing, because you have Machlokas Beishame Beisilel, but you have Machlokas what the Machlokas Beishame Beisilel really is, and it may not just be a two-way Machlokas what the Machlokas Beishame Beisilel is, it may be a three-way Machlokas what the Machlokas Beishame Beisilel really is. So it's one of those dapim. And then then further down on the Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss two opinions, whether there a Mishnah in Menachos about a person making a commitment to bring a Karban Mincha from Sa'orim can be reconciled with Shitas Beis Hillel. That there's a Mishnah in Menachos that talks about a person says, oh, I'm going to bring a Karban Mincha, Mina Sa'orim. The only thing is, any Minchas Nedava, any Mincha that you commit to bring on your own cannot be brought Mina Sa'orim. It can only be brought Mina Chitim. So we're going to try to figure out who the author of that Mishnah is. Must it be Beis Shammai, or can we say that the author of that Mishnah could even be Beis Hillel? And that's going to lead us into a discussion. What if a person doesn't say Min HaSa'orim? He says even more off the rails. He says, Hareini Mincha Min HaAdashim. Now, Mincha Min HaSa'orim is not as crazy as Mincha Min HaAdashim. It's true that it's wrong. A person cannot bring a Minchas Nedava Min HaSa'orim, but at least there are a couple of Karbanos Minchas Chova that are brought Min HaSa'orim. A Minchas Sota is Minchas Ober. Those are brought Min HaSa'orim. But a minchas nedava cannot be. But say, that I'm going to bring a mincha min ha'adashim, that doesn't exist at all. There's no such thing as called mincha min ha'adashim. So we're going to have two different opinions as to what happens when a person makes such a commitment to bring a mincha min ha'adashim. So let's begin with the Mishnah on the top of Daf Tes Amud Aleph. Hareini Nazir Min Agrogros Min Advela. Person says, I'm taking a neder nazirus from dried figs and from fig cakes that are pressed together. So he says that he's being makabel nazirus, but he qualifies it with something that has nothing to do with nazirus at all. So what's his status? So Beishamai Omrim, Nazir. Beishamai says, he's a nazir. Ignore the grogros and dvela part. He has the regular dinam of nazirus. He says he wants to be a nazir. He's a nazir. He's asr all the normal dinim of nazirus. Beis Hillel says no, he's nothing. He's not a nazir, and he didn't take any neder over here because there's nothing that makes sense over here. So there are no dinim of nazirus that are going to apply to him. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, wait, I think we're misunderstanding the sheet of Beis Shammai. So again, so far we have version one of the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is that Beis Shammai holds he's a full-fledged Nazir, and Beis Hillel holds he's nothing. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda, he says, you got Beis Hillel correct, but you're misunderstanding Beis Shammai. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Afkisha Amru Beis Shammai, that even when Beis Shammai says that something happened, when he says, Areini Nazir, Min Agrogos Min Advela, that there's something that is imposed upon him, Lo Amru El Bomer Harehena like Karban, that we only say that he has Yisur Nazirus, Legabi, we only say that Beis Shammai says he's a Nazir insofar as that he has some sort of Isser. But the Isser that he has is that Grogros and Tevela are Asr to him, like he just said, Hare Heina like a Karban. Meaning we ignore the Lashon of Nazirus that he used, and what we pay attention to is the fact that he's trying to make some sort of commitment not to eat Grogros and Tevela. And that's in fact what he's Asr to do. That his Kavana was to Asr himself in Grogros and Tevela like a Karban to be Porish from them. But Tosfos points out, but he used the word Nazir. Yeah, Nazir could be a more generic term that relates to Neder, because Nazir is a Lashon of Hafrasha. So he says, Hareini Nazir min HaGrogros, means Hareini Poresh min HaGrogros, that I'm going to stay away from Grogros. In fact, that's what you have in the Targum Unklus on the Pasuk of Nazir Echav by Yosef, that the Targum is Prisha Da'achohi. So you see that it's a Lashon Prisha, meaning he was separated from, he was elevated, he was removed from. So that's the term Nazir in this context. The Birchas Rosh raises the question that according to those Shitos that by Te'enim that is Nisr of Neder, meaning the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah in his understanding of the Beis Shammai, why is the Neder Chal on the Te'enim? The Neder was said B'lashon Nazirus, and a Nazir is an Isser on the Gavra. It's like a Shavua. A Neder that's said B'lashon Shavua La Halacha is not Chal. Shulchan Aruch writes in Yardei Asim Reish Vav that if a person tries to take a Neder in a Lashon of Shavua, Shavua is a din in the Gavra, a Neder is a din in the Chefza, so you can't take a Neder b'loshon Shavua. So even if you say that's what he meant, but he's taking a Neder b'loshon Shavua, so it shouldn't be binding at all anyhow. So that's what the Birchas Rosh suggests to answer, that the Nazirus is only in Issa Gavra if he has a Kavana to take a Neder Nazirus with all the dinim of Nazirus. But over here, he intended to take a Neder with the dinim of Neder. So it's as if he said, Mufrashni min agrogros, and therefore it's a Yad l'Neder. So it has the status of a neder and not a neder b'lashon shavua. Tosfos raises a different question. Tosfos Maseches Menachos and Daf Kuf Gimel says, even if he says afterwards that he intended to take a neder, why should he be asur b'te'enim? Dvarim shebelev enim dvarim, meaning Rabbi Yehuda teaches up a Shammai, then it becomes Asr and Grogros Satanim, because he says afterwards, no, I didn't mean Nazirus. I meant that I don't want to have Grogros Satanim. Isn't that Dvarim Shebelev? He didn't say that at the time. He said, Arini Nazir, mina Grogros Satanim. So Tosfos answers that since that which he said is that he's a Nazir, mina Grogros, mina Dveila, can't make sense as a Lashon of Nazirus, there is no Nazirus mina Grogros, so it must mean that he's really trying to take a neder. So it's no different than what he's being motzi b'peh. So in such a case, dvarim shebelev, havyon dvarim. So bottom line is, our Mishnah taught us two versions of Beis Shammai. We know what Beis Hillel holds. Beis Hillel in our Mishnah holds, person says, Harei nazir min agrogos min advela, it's a zero. There's nothing. There's no commitment whatsoever. Beis Shammai, version one of Beis Shammai, is that he's a nazir. Version two of Beis Shammai is that if he says, I meant that it should be like a karban, he's not a Nazir, but he's not allowed to have Grogros and Tevela. So now the Gemara says, Hareini Nazir min HaGrogros min HaTevela Beis Shammai Omrim Nazir. According to the Tanakama's version of Beis Shammai, then it means that he's really a Nazir. V'amai, why according to Beis Shammai should he be a Nazir? Mi Kalashar Yehasa Mi Gefen Hayayin Omer Achmana. The Torah says that Nazirus is Mi Gefen, it's not Mi Grogros and Tevela. So why should Nazirus be Chal when he says Hareini Nazir min HaGrogros? Why should the Nazirus Bichal, my secret stash, why should thank you, Daniel. Why should the Nazirus Bichal in such a case? So the Gemara is going to have two explanations. So explanation number one, Beis Shammai Savri La, and really two explanations of what the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is according to the Tanakama, meaning not what the Machlokes is, why the Machlokes is, what each Shita is based on. We know that the Tanakama holds what the Tanakama holds the Machlokes is, that Beis Shammai holds a person's a Nazir and Beis Hillel holds a person's nothing. Why would you hold each way? So we're going to have two explanations of why each Shita holds what they hold. So explanation number one is Beis Shammai Savri La Karebi Meir Damar Eidan Motzi Dvar V'Vatala Beis Shammai holds like the Shita of Rabbi Meir that appears in Maseches Arachin, that a person is not motzi dvarim levatala, that a person, it's not normal for a person to just say dvarim betalim. So if a person is mekabel something with a lashon that has no mashmaus, that doesn't seem to mean anything, we have to touch up what he's saying as something that is meaningful, so that there will be some impact to what the person said. Meaning the background to it is to that sugya Maseches Arachin is that the psukim in the Torah tell us that when a person says Erki Alai or Erich Ploni Alai, he's chayiv to give a particular amount based on the age and gender of the person that the Torah says is the Erich of that person. But anyone who's less than 30 days old is not assigned an Erich in the Torah. Or for example, if he says an Erich of a Kli, there's not an assigned Erich to a Kli. So even though there's no Erich, there is damim, there is value, there's monetary value to a Kli. There's monetary value to a person under 30 days old. And if a person were to say, Demei Kli Ze Olai, or Demei Ploni, who's less than 30 days old, Olai, so then you'd have to pay Bedek Abayis the value, the monetary value. So there's a machlokas, or Meir and the Chachamim, if you say, Erech Kli Olai, or Erech Ploni, who's less than 30 days old, Olai, do we assume that the person is trying to be, we view it as if he's saying damim alai, because erech doesn't mean anything for a kli, so he really means to say, I want to pay the value of the kli, and therefore that's what he has to do? Or do we say, no, he's potter, he's speaking nonsense, there is no erech to a kli, and therefore it's absolute nonsense? So that's what we're saying, that Rabbi Meir's shita is eino demotzi dvar levatala, that a person is not speaking nonsense. We have to be able to make it that what he's saying makes sense, and therefore if he says erech kli alai, it means he pays the damim of that kli. So we hear as well, the person says hareini nazir minagrogros, even though he's saying something that has no mashmaus, since he's not being motzi, we have to assume he doesn't want to be motzi dvar levatala. We say that he made a mistake and he thought that grogros are also included in the yisurim of a nazir, but he really, really intended to asr himself with all the yisurei nazir. So the Beis Shammai says that the nazirus is chal. And why does the Beis Hillel hold the Nazirus is not Chal? Beis Hillel Sarvilag, now you would imagine the way the Gemara would say it is, and Beis Hillel holds Adamotzi Tvar Vatal. People speak nonsense all the time, right? And like the other Shita, they have Maseches Arachin. The Gemara doesn't go there. The Gemara says, no, Beis Hillel is a different Shita. Beis Hillel Sarvilag Krabi Yossi. Beis Hillel assumes like Krabi Yossi, who appears in Maseches Tmura. Da Amar Begmar Dvar of Adam Nitfas. The Shita of Rabbi Yossi is if a person says two Lashonos and each of the Lashonos means something else, he seems to be saying two contradictory things, that his kavana is that whatever he says last should really be chal. So if a person says hareini nazir mina grogros, even though hareini nazir would sound like he's being makabel in the zirus from yayin, we assume that he really wants the neder to be chal based on what he says at the end mina grogros v'hai neder opischo imohu, and this is a neder with the Pesach that's matir the neder, that at the end of a sentence he says minagrogros, so he's being megala that initially when he said hareini nazir he didn't really want to be makabel nazirus, and that's why he threw in minagrogros, which is something that has nothing to do with nazirus whatsoever, and therefore there's nothing, meaning it's not that he didn't take a neder, he didn't say hareini noder minagrogros, he threw in minagrogros because he's trying to back out of the kabbalas nazirus. And we pay attention to that. We pay attention to the fact that he's backing out of the Kabbalas Nazirus. Tosas raises the question, why doesn't the Gemara just say that Beis Hillel holds like the Chum that are Cholik and Rameir and say that Adam Motzi Dvar Vatala? Meaning we were going down a very easy path to explain the Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai holds in Adam Motzi Dvar Vatala and therefore it's Kabbalas Nazirus, and Beis Hillel should just say, and Beis Hillel could be explained like the Chum that Adam Motzi Dvar Vatala. So Tosas asked that question over here in Dibra Maskel Ein, and Tosas answers that the Gemara didn't want to say that Rabbi Meir is dafka like the Beis Shammai, not like the Beis Hillel. Meaning to take a shitas Rabbi Meir and lock it in only to Beis Shammai and not to Beis Hillel is not fair to Rabbi Meir. And therefore the Gemara says that there's, even if Beis Hillel agrees that Eino Demotzi Dvar Levatala, over here it's not Levatala. He's being chozer. He's saying Mina Grogos to be able to undo whatever you would have interpreted from the phrase Hareini Nazir. So ask the Gemara, Beishamai Nami Neder Pischo Imahu. Even according to Beishamai, why don't we assume that this is Neder Pischo Imahu? That since Begmar Dvarav, he says Minagrogros, so he's trying to be Soser, the beginning of his sentence when he said Hareini Nazir. So even if Beishamai wants to hold like Rabbi Meir, then Eino Demotzi Dvarav Levatala, over here he's Megalad Das, that when he said Hareini Nazir, he doesn't want to be a Nazir. He's trying to make it into Dvarim Betalim. He's consciously, purposely turning it into Dvarim Betalim so that he won't have any commitment, that he won't have anything that he has to do. So now that brings us to the second explanation of Shitas Beishamai and of this first version of the Machlokas Beishamai Beisilil. So remember, the first version of the Machlokas Beishamai Beisilil is that Beishamai holds he's a Nazir and Beisilil holds he's nothing. So we had one explanation of that Machlokas, that Beishamai holds Eino Motzi Dvarav Levatala and Beisilil holds Begmar Dvarav Adam Nitfas. Now we have a second explanation of that first version of the Machlokas Beishamai Beisilil. Ela Beishamai Savrila, when Beishamai says that he becomes a Nazir, Beishamai holds Kirebi Meir Amar Einod Mosi Dvar Levatala, like Rav Meir, that a person doesn't say Dvarim Betalim, and therefore we cannot assume that that his kavanah was to say that he's a nazir from Grogros, because there's no such thing. That would be Dvarim Betalim. So we have to divide his sentence into two parts, and he's really saying two things. V'kivin d'amar Hareini Nazir, Havalei Nazir. As soon as he says the words Hareini Nazir, nazir with all the dinim of nazir. Ki ka'amar, and then when he adds on at the end of his sentence, mina Grogros, mina Dvela, le'itshulei hudka'asi, he's trying to undo the neder, to be chozer from the nazirus. And it says it's the equivalent of being shovel to a chacham, that he's mischarit on his neder, that he has charata. So over here, betoch kedei dibur, he's trying to undo the nazirus by expressing that he doesn't want a nazirus over here. So Tosfos points out, the lashon le'itshulei over here is really lav davka, because he doesn't go to any chacham, he doesn't express, you know, he doesn't say anything to any chacham, and the whole thing over here is that he's expressing the charata betoch kedei dibur, which has the same impact, which you would think has the same impact as going to be shoel to a chacham. So that's what he's intending to do, but it doesn't work, says the Beishamai. U'Beishamai l'tamayu domer ein she'il l'behegdish. This is Beishamai l'shitasam, where Beishamai holds that if a person is makdish something, he can't be shoel to a chacham and the hegdish to be matir the hegdish. That it doesn't work to do that. Beishamai doesn't actually ever say that in any Mishnah anywhere. But we're going to see later on Daf Lamed that according to Beishamai, Hegdish is chal afilu betotlus. And normally the way She'ela works is they say, well, had you known that this and that, then would you have taken this neder? And he says, no, I never would have taken that. I known that that would. Oh, so then it was a commitment betotlus, it was a neder betotlus, and therefore it's not binding. But if Beishamai holds that Hegdish is chal betotlus, so there's no makum for She'ela. The whole She'ela is that had you known, but if Hegdish is chal betotlus, there's no conversation that could happen that would undo Hektish. So that's why Hektish is, there's no She'ela b'Hektish. V'kivin dein She'ela b'Hektish, ein She'ela b'Nazirus. And since there's no She'ela b'Hektish, Nazirus is a form of Hektish. Why is Nazirus a form of Hektish? So the Rishonim point out, the Mefarish, Tosfos, Rabbeinu Peretz, all point out, because the Pasuk says, Kadoshi Gadal Perasa Arosho, that it's Kadoshi Gadal Perasa Arosho. So use the Lashon of Kadosh. Since you use the Lashon of Kadosh, we treat it like Hegdish. So Beishamai, just like we can't be Shoel on the Hegdish, so too a Makdish is not able to be Chozer from Hegdish Betoch Kedei Dibur. And therefore, Nezirus, which is like Hegdish, you can't be Chozer Bo Betoch Kedei Dibur. So it's not just that Beishamai holds Eino Demotzi Dvar Vatali. Even if you hold Eino Demotzi Dvar Vatala, can't you back out on it a second later by saying Minagrogus Minadvela and trying to turn it into Dvarim Betalim? So Beishamai says, no, you can't, because once you said a Reini Nazir, there's no undoing that. There's no way to make that go away. Now, the Achronim, the Netziv, and Rav Yosef Engel and Asvan Daraisa raised the question that, you know, what are we trying to say? That Nazirus is the same as Hegdish because it uses the Lashon of Kadosh in the Pasuk about Nazirus. They point out that the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Nun Zayin darshins from this pasuk that the gidulo of the gidul of the hair should actually be kadosh, meaning it's a drasha about the actual hair of the nazir. So it's not about about the commitment of Nazirus. It's about the physical hair of the Nazir. So how can we learn that it's also about the commitment of Nazirus, that it's similar to a commitment of Hegdish? So the Acharonim explain that maybe the reason why Nazirus has Din of Hegdish is not based on that pasuk. It's because when he's Mekabel on himself Nazirus, he's chayiv to bring karbonos of a Nazir. Meaning when a person is Mekabel on Nazirus, it's ki'ilu he's saying, I'm being Mekabel on myself to bring karbonos, because that's what a Nazir has to do. And that's why it's similar to a commitment of Hegdish. Not because of any wording in a pasuk that would imply that it's Hegdish. But we do see that, at least according to Beis Shammai, that you have this very interesting din, that we have Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, whether there's She'ela the Hegdish, right? So the Gemara explains, Beis Hillel Savri Rabbi Shimon. And Beis Hillel says that he's not a Nazir at all, holds like Rabbi Shimon, Titznan, because we have a Mishnah Masechet Menachos, that a person says that he wants to bring a Mincha from Sa'orim, and he can't bring such a Mincha, because Minchas Nadava can only be brought Minachitim. So we have a Machlokes Tanoim. We're going to see the whole mission in a second, but we have Machlokas Tanoim, where the Tanakama holds that he has to bring a Mincha Minachitim, but Rabbi Shimon, Poter. Rabbi Shimon says, a guy makes a commitment to bring a Mincha Minasaorim, nothing, you don't bring anything. Shalos Nadim Kederacham Es Nadim, because he didn't say a proper Nedava with something that you can actually bring as a Karban. He was in this Nadev, a Mincha Misaorim, which is something that's not brought at all. So similarly, if he says Hareini Nazir, even though he concludes with Min Grogros, we don't say that that Haredi Nazir is a Kabbalah's Nazirus, and Min Grogros is a pulling back. No, his Kavanah was the whole time to do a Nazirus Min Grogros, and that is not Kederach HaMisnadvim, and that's why the Beis Hillel holds that he doesn't have to bring anything. So this second explanation of the first version of the Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is that the Beis Shammai holds he is a Nazir because Haredi Nazir is a full commitment into Nazirus. Minagorgos Minadvela was his trying to upend that, but you can't even be Chozer B'toch Kedei Dibur by Nazirus. Whereas Beis Hillel holds he wasn't trying to upend anything. It was one statement of Haredi Nazir Minagorgos Minadvela, and that statement is worthless because it was not in this Nadev Kederach HaMisnadvim. So that's the explanation of the first version of the Machlokas Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel. But you have this idea that according to Beis Shammai, that even B'toch Kedei Dibur, a Makdish is not able to back out on the Hegdish. And according to Beis Hillel, you can B'toch Kedei Dibur. So there is a discussion in Poskim, what about by Tzedakah? If a person takes a Neder to give something to Tzedakah, are you allowed to be Chozer B'toch Kedei Dibur? Or do we say that it should be similar to Hegdish, at least the Shittas Beis Shammai, or that this version holds that it's only the Shittas Beis Shammai, but it could be that we Poskim, that according to everybody, that you're not allowed to be Chozer on Hegdish B'toch Kedei Dibur. So it's tzedakah like Hegdish. In different places it is treated like Hegdish. So in the Pesachei Tshuva, Yerodeyan, Simen Reish Nun Ches, he quotes a Sefer V'Shav HaKohen, who says that also by tzedakah a person cannot be chozer, because Amirasa Lugvala can be Sirasa Lehedyot. And we say that's mamish, that applies to tzedakah, and that commitment to give something to an ani is like Amirasa Lugvala, and that's what the Levush Paskins as well, and the Machane Ephraim as well. However, the classic commentaries on the Tzaddik of the Shulchan Aruch, the Sma, the Shach, the Ktzos, all say that a person can, and the Aruch HaShulchan later all say that a person can be chozer from a commitment to tzedakah. In fact, the Aruch HaShulchan says he doesn't even understand the other side of the equation. He doesn't understand those who are cholik, because there's a Rashba that writes that Amirasa Lugvah Kimisrasa Lahegdish doesn't apply by Hegdish and Aniyim, and it's Halach Psukah in Choshen Mishpat that any Hegdish to Aniyim and the Beis HaKnesses and the Sefer Torah is Dino Kehedyot, not like Hegdish. So you don't say Amirasa Lugvah. And he says, and even by Hegdish Lemizbeach, we only know that Amirasa Lugvah is Kimisrasa, that it's like the Kinyan was made. But does it say that you can't be Choser B'Tok Kedei Dibur? He says, I don't even accept the premise necessarily that even by Hegdish you can't be Choser B'Tok Kedei Dibur. So certainly to then make the leap and apply that to tzedakah, that's a very great chiddush, and he's not willing to commit to that chiddush for sure. Okay, so that is the so on Amud Aleph, what did we have? We had two explanations of the first version of the Machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So now the Gemara brings a brisa that holds that maybe there's a third version of the Machlokas Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel. So again, the first version was that Beis Shammai holds the person's a Nazir, and Beis Hillel holds the person is nothing. Second version is that Beis Shammai holds not that the person's a Nazir, that the person has a Neder min agrogus min advela, and Beis Hillel holds it's nothing. Now we have Masnis and Deloki Haitana. Our Mishnah with the two versions of what the Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is against the following Tana's version. The Tanya, we have a brisa that tells us Rabbi Nassan Omer, that Rabbi Nassan's version of the Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is as follows, that Beis Shammai Omrim Nadur V'Nazir, that Beis Shammai holds that, and the way the Rush reads this, is that when a person says Harini Nazir min agrogus min advela, so what is it? Is it like the first version that he's a Nazir? Is it like the second version that he just says a Neder? We don't know yet. We have to ask him. We have to see what he claims he intended when he said that phrase. And when we ask him, he can then clarify it for us. And that's what he means. So that's right away, not like either version, because the first version was all in on saying that Beis Shammai holds Nazir. Second version was all in on saying that Beis Shammai holds that it's a neder. And over here we're saying, no, not necessarily. It could be one or the other, depending on how he clarifies. Beis Hillel omrim nadur ve'ein nazir. And Beis Hillel says that it's a neder and not nazirus. That's like neither version of Beis Hillel, because according to both versions that we had in the Mishnah of Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, said it's nothing. And over here you have Rabbi Nassan's understanding that Beis Hillel holds that it's a neder. So what's the svara of Rabbi Nassan's version of the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? Beis Shammai Sabila Krab Meir. Beis Shammai holds that it's either Nazirus or a Neder, because he holds like Krab Meir that a person is not Motzi Dvar of the Vatala. So even though he said something that doesn't mean anything, Nazir Min Agrogros Min Advela, but we know he meant to say something. So all we need to do is we have to ask him what he meant. Uk Rabbi Yehuda. And as far as the Isser Neder, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who explains the Beis Shammai in the Mishnah, that if a person says that I meant to take a neder from Ta'anim and say that it's like a korban to me, that could be chal. So in that sense, this version of Beis Shammai is similar to Rabbi Yehuda's version of the Beis Shammai, because Rabbi Yehuda the Mishnah said that the guy could touch up and tell you that he meant to take a neder. So Rabbi Nassan says, yeah, I agree with that part, but I go even further. I think he can also say that I meant to take a nazirus, but Rabbi Yehuda didn't say that, meaning I think that he has the option to tell us one way or the other. Ubeis Hillel, and Beis Hillel says that, who says that it's an Isser Neder, Savri Lek Rabbi Yossi, holds like the sheet of Rabbi Yossi in Maseches Temura, that the Gemar Dvarav Adam Nitvas, and since that the Gemar Dvarav, he says Min Agrogros, we don't view it as trying to back out. We view it as a different statement. He's trying to say, listen to the words when I say Min Agrogros Min Advela. That's what I really want. I want a neder Min Agrogros Min Advela. Lishna Achrina Amrila, another version of Rabbi Nassan actually conforms to one of the versions we already had in the Mishnah. That Rabbi Nassan Omer, that Rabbi Nassan says that Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is that Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai says that if he claims that he wanted to take a neder min agrogos min advela, nodur veino nazir, then it could actually be a neder, but it's not going to be a nazir. Ubeis Hillel lo nodur velo nazir, Beis Hillel holds it to nothing. This version of Rabbi Nassan matches Rabbi Yehuda's version of the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel that we had in the Mishnah. It matches version number two. So we have two possibilities of what Rabbi Nassan said. The first of those two possibilities is a third and brand new explanation of Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. The second of those two possibilities is not new. It just matches Rabbi Yehuda. So Beis Shammai, who says that he's nadir is Krab Yehuda, is exactly Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. And Beis Hillel, who says that it's nothing, is Krab Shimon, that any time you're not misnadiv kederach misnadvim, there's nothing there. So he was misnadiv shlo kederach misnadvim. So there's no commitment whatsoever. So now the Gemara brings a Mishnah about not being misnadiv kederach misnadvim in Maseches Menachos, and we try to see if it matches only the Beis Shammai or could even match the Beis Hillel. Tanan Hasam, we have a Mishnah Maseches Menachos on Daf Kuf Gimel where the Mishnah says, Ha'omer harei alai mincha lavi min ha'sorim. Person says, I'm going to bring a mincha from Sa'orim, and the halacha is that there's no such thing as a mincha snedava min ha'sorim. There is such a thing as a mincha min ha'sorim. The mincha sota is brought from Sa'orim, behavias karbonal alea, asira seifa kemach Sa'orim, the pasuk says. So that we learn from a drasha as well that Minchas HaOmer is brought from Sa'orim. Good. So there are minachos, but those are all chiyuvim. To bring a minchas nedava from saorim doesn't exist. But the guy says, I want to bring a mincha min saorim. Or, so the halach is, yavi min chitim. You bring a normal mincha. You bring a mincha from chitim. Let's say a person says, I want to bring a mincha that's kemach. Kemach means that it's not finely sifted. Yavi solas. Too bad. That there's no such thing as minchas nedava that's kemach. You bring solas. Or he says, shalom b'shemenu levona. I want to bring a mincha, but I'm only into the flour part of things. I don't like the idea of bringing oil or frankincense, whatever Lavona is. So Yiviana b'shemen Lavona. Sorry, these are ingredients of a Karban Mincha. You can't bring a Karban Mincha without the Shemen Lavona. Or he says, Chatzi Isaron. I'm willing to bring a half of an Isaron of flour, but not a whole Isaron of flour. Yavi Isaron Shalem. That's not the way a Mincha works. You got to bring an Isaron Shalem. Or he says, Isaron Umechta. I want to bring an Isaron and a half. So Yavi Shnayim. So then he's got to bring two Esronim because the person is it can't be misnadev a chatzi yisaron. It has to be yisronim shleimim that is misnadev. So Asemis raises the question: where's that halacha that the shir of yisaron, you know, the shir of yisaron that it says in the Torah is the minimal shir? If a person wants to bring shishim yisaron, he could do that too. He could bring 60 yisronim. So why can't he bring an yisaron of mechza? So the in Maseches Menachos it says that according to the Tanakhama that a person is maybe mincha shel shishim yisaron has to bring a lug shemen for each isaron, so it could be that since we never find the idea of bringing less than a lug shemen, so you can't bring half measures of an isaron. However, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's shita Maseches Menachos is that no matter how many isaronim you bring, you only have one lug shemen that goes with it. So then back to the Sfas Emes Kasha. So why can't you bring an isaron mechz? If you could bring two isaronim and three isaron, why can't you? It's just that one isaron is the minimum shear. And not only that, the Sfas Emes also asks that Tosas Menachos and Daf Yud writes that they weren't makbid to be so exact of the sheer mitzumtzum of exactly an isaron. They weren't makbid. That means they were bringing 1.1 isaronim. So what? You can bring 1.1, but you can't bring 1.5. If they weren't makbid in the exact shear, so then by definition, it was always a little bit more than one. So Sfas Emes leaves it as a kasha, very, very strong kashas. Why the Mishnah assumes that an isaron umechza is a non-starter? That's crazy. We don't have that as part of the Korban Mincha. But in any case, the Tanakhama over there in Maseches Menachos holds all of these odd commitments of Korban Mincha that don't match what a Korban Mincha looks like. You just bring a regular Korban Mincha. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Potter, Shlos Nadik, Kedar Chamis Nadvin, Rabbi Shimon says, no, you don't. You don't bring anything because you didn't take a normal Nadava. So if you didn't take a normal commitment, a normal Nadava, then you don't bring anything. So Mantana, who does the Tanakam in Maseches Menachos assume like Tichyama, Reilai Mincha Min Saorim, or maybe Minachitim, that if you say that you're going to bring a Mincha from Saorim, that you just bring a normal Mincha, you just bring a Mincha Minachitim, Amar Chiskiya v'machlokes Shnuya v'shamahi, that's exactly our Machlokes, and this Tan is assuming like the Beishamai, meaning isn't that our Machlokes? The person says, Hareini Nazir Min Grogos Min Advela. That's not a thing. There's no such thing as Nazir Min Grogos Advela. That's just like saying, Hareini, that I'm going to bring a carbon mincha, minasorim, it's not a thing. So the Tanakhama says, bring a regular mincha. And therefore, that aligns with Beis Shammai in our mission. It says, okay, you're a nazir. Meaning, forget about the grogos and vela part. You're just a regular nazir. So Chizkiya says, how do I see that that lines up? Lav army Beis Shammai, kiamar grogos and vela, havi nazir, so achinami, kamarasor, minachitim, maybe minachitim. So just like in our Mishnah, when a guy says that he's a nazir, and grogos and vela, he's just a regular nazir. So too, if you make a commitment to bring Karban Mincha, Min Asorim, you just bring a regular Karban Mincha. So that is Chizkiya. That was Amar Chizkiya, right? Chizkiya says that the Tanakhama over there in Menachos matches Beis Shammai. Rabbi Yochanan says, not necessarily. I feel the Tema Devar HaKol. Tanakhama might even match Beis Hillel. But Omer Ilu Yisiyodeh She'enodun Kachalim Dati Kachal Kach. It's that the guy is saying, I didn't know that you're not allowed to volunteer a mincha min asaorim. Had I known that, I would have committed to a mincha min achitim. And that's why he brings a mincha min achitim. But there's nobody that doesn't know that grogros and tevela are not part of nazirus. Meaning, when he said mincha min asaorim, he wasn't saying something that far off. There is such a thing as a mincha min asaorim. He just didn't realize that minchas nedava can only come from chitim. So he's saying, had I realized that, I would have committed to bring min achitim. So then he brings min achitim. But and that's the sheet of the Tanakhama over there. But in a case where he says, you knew that there's no such thing as minagrogus minadvela, and therefore it could even be going like the sheet of Beis Hillel, that there's nothing, because you're saying something that's completely crazy. So there's no commitment of nazirus over here. So the Gemara says, okay, but what if you say something by Karban Mincha that really is off the reservation? You're saying something that is that everybody knows doesn't work for a Karban Mincha. Amar Chizkiya lo shanu. So Chizkiya says lo shanu al shamar minas orim. This whole idea that he's going to be chayv to bring minachitim, he's going to be chayv to bring a regular Karban Mincha, that's only if he said that he wants to bring a mincha minas orim. Avlo amar mina adashim lo maisiv lo klum. But if he says I'm being mekabel to bring a Karban Mincha from adashim, from lentils, there's no Karban Nidava that's from adashim, there's no Minchas Chova that's from adashim, it just doesn't exist. It's not this. So then he's not going to bring anything, he's not going to be chayvin anything, which matches the Shita of the Beis Hillel over here, that you're saying Reini Nazim and Grogros and Advela. There's nothing like that, and therefore you made a commitment to nothing. So it says, but wait, if you're looking at who just said that, Michti Chizkiya Keman Mokum Lo Nasnis and Kibbe Shammai. Chizkiya was the one originally that told us that the Mishnah Maseches Menachos, the Tanakhama of the Maseches Menachos that says you bring Menachitim, only matches Beis Shammai. Ha Adashim L'Gabi Mincha K'Grogros L'Gabi Nazir Damu. But if you're paralleling the two cases, saying that you're going to bring, you're going to be a Nazir from Grogros and Tvela is the equivalent in the world of Mincha as saying a Mincha Min Adashim. So how could the very same Chizkiya say that even that when you make a commitment to Min Adashim, it's a zero, and yet he says that Mishnah matches the Beis Shammai, where Beis Shammai says when you're saying something that's totally off the rails, it's going to be a Nazir. You're going to be it is a commitment. So Vakami Beis Shammai, having Nazir, Beis Shammai says you're a Nazir. So it says more Hadar Chizkiya, that Chizkiya backed out on his initial statement that the Mishnah Menachos, that the Tanakhama Menachos is assuming like the Shita of Beis Shammai, that when you say Reini Nazir Mina Grogros, that you're Chal, that a Nazirus is Chal. And the Gemara will explain Chizkiya, Vamai Hadar Bei, why did Chizkiya change his mind? He could have just said that the Mishnah Menachos follows Beis Shammai, and that the din of the Mishnah is not only when you say Harei Alei Mincha Min HaSa'orim, but the Mishnah meant to say, even if you said Harei Alei Mincha Min HaAdashim, the Tanakhama would say in the Maseches Menachos you have to bring a regular Karban Mincha. Why did Chizkiya change his mind? Why did Chizkiya say, no, Min HaAdashim is different? Why not just be consistent and say that whenever you say something that's not true, it doesn't make sense, so then there's no commitment whatsoever. I'm sorry, then there's a commitment to bring a normal Karban. So Amrava Masnisan Kashise, because he was bothered by the Mishnah. If the Mishnah wanted to give an example of saying something, of making a commitment to bring a Karban Mincha that doesn't make sense, and wanted to highlight that you still got to bring a regular Karban Mincha, it should have said a much bigger Chiddush. It shouldn't have said that a guy commits to bring Min HaSa'orim. It should have said a guy commits to bring Min HaAdashim. Why didn't it say that? Oh, it must not have said that because it's not true that when you commit to bring Min HaSa'orim, then you bring a regular Karban Mincha. But when you go totally off and you say that you can bring a Mincha Min HaAdashim, it must be that the Mishnah is telling us you bring nothing. My ear, you're telling Min HaSa'orim, listening Min HaDashim. Why did the Mishnah not say Min HaAdashim? Must be because when you say Min HaAdashim, it doesn't mean anything. Ella Savar Chizkiya Ki Karm Beis Shammai Hasam Ki Rabbi Yehuda. When Beis Shammai says over there Harein Nazir Min HaGrogros, that there's some sort of Isser, that's only like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's an Isser Neder, not an Isser of Nazirus. So that's how Chizkiya understands, like the second version of Beis Shammai that we had in our Mishnah. Then we have Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Min HaAdashim. Rabbi Yochanan says that even if a person takes a Neder to bring a Mincha Min HaAdashim, the Tanakhama in Maseches Menachos will say bring a Mincha Min HaChitim. Bring a regular mincha. V'harabi Yochanan da'amar ba'omer ilu yisi yodei she'nodin kachlan darti kachal kach. But wait, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't match now. Rabbi Yochanan is the one that said that when the reason the guy who says that if I'm going to bring min ha'sorim brings min ha'chitim is because he comes to us afterwards and he says, I didn't realize. I thought you could actually bring min ha'sorim. And that's why I made that commitment. But I would have made a commitment to bring min ha'chitim. And that's why he brings min ha'chitim. Well, that doesn't match what Rabbi Yochanan just said now. Because no one would ever say that about adashim. And yet Rabbi Yochanan says that even if a guy makes a commitment to bring Min HaAdashim, the Tanakhama of Maseches Menachos will tell you that he's got to bring Min HaChitim. So says Gemara, L'dvar v'dechizkiya hu dekamar. Now at this point, Rabbi Yochanan is talking within the Shita of Chizkiya, that Chizkiya wanted originally say that the Mishnah is like the Beis Shammai, according to the Tanakhama's version of Beis Shammai, but he was chozer bo, because according to Beis Shammai, even if you know to bring Min HaAdashim, you should have been chayiv in the Karban Mincha, and the Mishnah's mashma, that's not true. So he says, at my time, Why did you back out? You backed out because it didn't say the words min ha'adashim in the Mishnah Menachos. And if a person is noder min ha'adashim, then he has to bring a carbon min ha'chitim. So then the Tana, and if that would have been true, the Tana would have told us that. So that's why you have to back out. Well, maybe the reason it didn't say min ha'adashim is not because it's not true, but because lo mi bayakamar me ha'adashim demaisi mincha ma'alisa. Maybe there's a reason to believe that when a person makes a commitment to bring a mincha min ha'adashim, it's a greater commitment than a mincha min ha'sa'orim, because he's chayv to bring a mincha, a real mincha, like any mincha s'nadava that you bring mechitim dikel meimer madu l'dahadrbe utfos lashon rishon, that he's saying I'm going to bring korban mincha. Then when he says min ha'adashim, he's trying to back out, but we're tfos lashon rishon, we only listen to the first half of the sentence. El kamer n'sa'orim vadei da'achi kamer ikad shekamincha sa'omer o kamincha sota tiktosh avli lo. But when he says I'm going to bring a mincha min ha'sa'orim, maybe it's only then that we say that maybe I would have thought that in that case he shouldn't be chayav anything, because what he's trying to say is that there is such a korban mincha, and that's the only kind of korban mincha I want to bring because it exists and I know that it exists. So kamash malan demaisa min achitim. So kamash malan that even when he says min asaorim, he's still going to bring min achitim. So your diuk as to why the Mishnah didn't give a case of hareini that I'm going to bring korban mincha min ha'adashim is incorrect. You thought the Mishnah doesn't bring a case of I'm going to bring korban mincha min ha'adashim because it wouldn't be true in that case that you chayiv to bring chitim. I just think it wouldn't have been as great of a chiddush, and the Mishnah wanted to say the greater chiddush. Okay, B'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah on the top of Yeram Ram.